Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Yesterday on the program, we were looking at intimacy with God. We were looking at that intimate relationship where Jesus was saying, you need to pray to your Heavenly Father. And then he begins to teach us how to pray. Basically, if we say all of this, we cover all the bases. Jesus said this, pray like this. Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come soon. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today the food we need. And forgive us our sins as we forgive them who sin against us. And don't let us yield to temptation, but rescue us from the evil one. That is one of the most powerful prayers, if not the most powerful prayer you could ever say. And it's all about this intimacy with our Heavenly Father. You see, Jesus starts by saying, our Father in heaven. He doesn't say, my Father in heaven. He says, our Father in heaven. Why does he say that? Because he is our Father. And you see, when you bring a message like this on the Father heart of God, it's incredibly difficult to explain to some people. The reason it's difficult is this, because they don't know their own relationship with their own Father. They haven't got a relationship with their Father. That's never been an option, if you will. So many people are in that situation, and I believe that there is somebody listening to this program whom that applies to. You don't know that relationship, that special relationship with your earthly father. And consequently, it is so difficult to understand what it is to have a relationship with a heavenly father, because you don't have a concept of an earthly one. Fathers are there. How can I put this? To be strength, if you will. In a family situation, the dad is there to show strength, not anger, not viciousness, not punishment, but to show strength and to show that manly type of love, if you will. I've got to be so careful how I'm saying this. But a father is a very special relationship, just as a mother is a very special relationship. Now, I'm a father. I have no concept of what it's like to be a mother. I don't know what it's like to play mom. But I do know what it's like to be a father. And as my role as a father, I have failed on a number of occasions. I've given my children promises that I haven't kept, especially when they were young. And that's not right. That is not the way it is supposed to be. And I hope and pray that my children, well, two of them already have children, and they've seen the way that I was as a parent, and I believe they are correcting the wrongs that I made. But the beauty of having God as a Heavenly Father is he is a one-off, and he is perfect. He doesn't make mistakes. He doesn't make mistakes with you or me. He is a perfect father. He is there to love. He is there to guide. But if you don't know what a father is like, then you need to find that out. And the way that I would suggest that you can do that is to really ask the Lord to be your heavenly Father. You know what is wonderful when you think about the Father heart of God? When you think about God being Daddy. He is King of Kings. He is Lord of Lords. And we know this, beloved, because He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords, what does that make you? If He's your father, then you have to be a prince or a princess in the royal household, the royal lineage. It's so wonderful when you know that you have this relationship with Almighty God, when you have this close, intimate relationship with Him, because He is your Father. And you can declare that. When you pray, you can declare that. Why do I know that? Quite simply, pray like this, says Jesus. Our Father in heaven. Our Father in heaven. May your name be kept holy. In other words, Lord, may you be the Holy One of Israel. May you be always holy, always set apart in our lives. And that's the whole point, you see. If we are holy, then we are set apart. God is holy, and He is set apart. May His name be kept holy. May it not be degraded or defiled. May His name never be brought down. May His name just be holy. Holy, holy, holy. You know, I love to just meditate sometimes. I just love to spend time with my eyes closed, listening to worship music and thinking about my Heavenly Father and thinking about who He is to me and who He is for me. That's why I love worship so, so much. And I can't wait for that day when we get to glory. And there will be worship on every street corner. The streets will be paved in gold. And we will be able to sing hallelujah all the time. 24 hours a day, adoring the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and worshiping Him in spirit and in truth. I cannot wait to hear the worship when I get to glory. May your will be done on earth as your will is done in heaven. Think about that for a second. May your will be done on earth, just as your will is done in heaven. I auditioned for BBC Radio 2 for something that is called Pause for Thought. In the mornings, they have these slots, these two-minute slots, for Pause for Thought. And I auditioned for that, along with many, many other people. And I got down to the last 30, and I found out just now, today, that I didn't go any further. It was going down to the final six, and I didn't get into the final six. And I was heartbroken. I was absolutely heartbroken. And I didn't realize I would react that way. But again, it's because I guess I got rejected. But I was heartbroken all the same. And I was down and depressed. And then I thought, you know what? I just went off and did that audition. I didn't speak to Almighty God first. I didn't pray first. I just did it. Perhaps it wasn't God's will for my life. And now I am convinced, because I know how much my Lord loves me, that that door didn't open was for a reason. And therefore I give Him glory, and I give Him power, and I give Him honor, and I give Him majesty. These things happen in our lives, beloved. we have to make sure that as we journey up Mount Zion, we are doing His will. How can we find out His will for our lives? Very simply. And this is where the Father heart of God comes in. We have to have that relationship with Him. We have to have that one-to-one relationship with Almighty God. We have to be able to call Him Father. And we have to treat Him as though He is our Father. He is Almighty God, but He is still our Dad. He's still my Father. And I love that relationship, that closeness of that relationship. I love it. And we have to know that He is our Father, and if we know that, I believe we will know His will for our lives. Heavenly Father, thank You so much for Your word today, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name for that person listening to this broadcast who doesn't have a relationship with their Father, that they would suddenly see that You are their Father. I pray for that person right now in Jesus' name. Let Your love flow, Lord, in the mighty name of Yeshua. And we give You honor and we give You glory. In Jesus' mighty name.